We're on Teshuvah Amud Aleph, the top. Remember all the things that Mida connected Mida we do to her because of what she did. He kochla lo eineha, she put cosmetics on her eyes. Lefichach eineha boltos, therefore her eyes bulge. He kochla lo esara, she braided her hair to make herself look nice. Lefichach kohen soser esara, therefore the kohen unbraids her hair. He harasa lo be'etzba, she beckoned to him with her finger. Lefichach tziporneha nostros, her fingernails fall out. He chagra lo betzilzel, she put on some nice like apron to entice him. Lefichach kohen mevi chevel hamitzri v'kosher lo lamala midodeha. And therefore the kohen brings a chevel mitzri, something that's not so nice, and ties it around the top of her clothing so it doesn't fall off when he tears it. He pashtalo ashirecha, she extended her thigh to him. Lefichach yirecha nofeles. Therefore, in the end, her thigh falls down. He kibalto al kresa, lefichach bitnotzava. She received him on her stomach, and therefore her stomach blows up. He achilasu madone olam, lefichach korbona maichel behema. She fed him nice food. To entice him, and therefore her korban is saorim, which is animal food. He ishkaso yayin mishubach, bekosos mishubachim. She made him drink from nice cups. Lefichach koin mashke mayim hamorim b'makeda shulcheres. Therefore she's given to drink the bitter waters in a earthenware cup. He also besaser, she did what she did, in secret. Yoshe b'seser elyon somba ponim. And the Rabbanu Shalom, who dwells in hidden, he takes his time and devotes it to her. Shenemar, the ayin noev shomra neshef. Lemar losa shireni ayin. Right, a person who commits adultery, does it at night, saying, nobody's gonna see me. Dover acher, he also b'seser, hamakum pirsum abegoli. She did something secretly, and the Rabbanu Shalom then publicizes it. Shenemar, techase sina b'mashon tigale daito b'kahal. Right, it's uncovered in the openly. Okay. Rashi. Herasalo be'etzba, ramzalo lovo etzlo. She beckoned him to come. Michael behema saorim. So barley is animal food. The lowliest kos is one made of earthenware. Samba ponim, penai li paramimena. Ponim means the Rabbanu Shalom takes his time and devotes it completely to punish her. Vesamti es anias ponai, vinosati ponai, kulam loshun. I turn away from all other business and take care of them. Others say ponai means anger. Techase sina b'mishon ha mechase dover hashonu l'makom. Somebody who tries to do something quietly and hide. That which is hateful to the Rabbanu Shalom, mishon b'choshech, right? Shon means in the darkness, kamo shoah. Shoosa maisa b'choshech. So in any case, the Rabbanu Shalom then uncovers it and publicizes it. Okay. Mora says, me'achad nafkale me'achas la'achas, limtzo cheshbon. Right, we learned that it's not only a saw that you get the same midah for a big aveira, but even for small ones. Small aveiras add up. So kichol sawn sawing barash lamali. What do I mean the other pasuk for? Which tells me basically the same thing. The Gemara says lichamida. Now from the first pasuk, I wouldn't know that you get midah connected midah. I would know that small aveiras are treated like big ones, but I wouldn't know how they're treated. So the second pasuk tells me that even small averas you do mida keneged mida. Umiachre nafkele michi kol son soein barash b'sasosa b'shilcha terivena lomali. So once I know that, two things from this pasuk. One is the even small measures. You get midah keneged midah, but you also learn from this pasuk. You get midah keneged midah. What I need the first pasuk for? That bichlal b'saaso b'shilcha teridena. That I learn from there that a person gets punished midah keneged midah. I learn that from this pasuk. Mara says lama li'ul rav chinen bar papa. The Amr Rav Chinen bar papa ina kodesh baruch hu nifrim in ha'uma ad shas shilucha. The Rav Chinen doesn't exact punishment from a nation until the time comes that it's reached, the mark is made. Shenemar b'sasosa b'shilcha. Right. In other words, when it's full up, then the Rabban Hashem takes full exactment from it. Until then, he doesn't take it partially and then partially again or whatever. So Mar says, "Ain't he? That's not true." V'amar Rav Shlosha Kosos v'amuris Mitzrayim lama. The Rav Hashem, we see, exacted punishment from Mitzrayim little by little. He didn't do it all the way at the end when they filled up their mark. But he took it one time, another time, and a third time. Achas Sheshosas Bimei Moshe. One, the Rav Hashem punished Mitzrayim in the time of Moshe Rabbeinu. The Ata Sheshosas Bimei Paro Necho. And one time in the time of Paro Necho, in the time of Yoshiyahu, when Nebuchadnezzar, when Ashur, right, fought against them. The Achas Shasida Lishtos Him Chavruseha. And one, Mitzrayim is going to be punished, but all the nations that come would Gog and Magog. So you see that the Rabban Hashem didn't wait till the end and take everything out on it at the end, but he punished them piecemeal. Some in this generation, some a different generation. The Chitema Hanach Azdu V'Hanyach Rininu. No. The original Mitzrim are gone. And therefore the Rabban Hashem exacted everything from them. And now new people settled in Mitzrayim. They're not the original Mitzrayim. They just live in Mitzrayim. And they were punished totally for what they did. Wasn't a partial punishment to the Mitzrayim. Mara says, no. V'atanya, it's not true. These are the original Mitzrayim. V'atanya, Om Rabbi Yehuda, min yomin ger ha-Mitzri, hoyeli chavar mitalmid Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Yehuda said that I had a friend, a fellow Talmud of Rabbi Akiva, whose name was Minyamin, and he was a Ger Mitzri. Amr Minyamin Ger HaMitzri Ani Mitzri Rishon. He said, I'm a first Mitzri. In other words, I converted, and was a Mitzri to begin with. So I'm a Mitzri Rishon. And Asasi Mitzris Rishon, and I married a woman who also converted from being a Mitzris. So, and Asi Libni, and my son now is a second generation Mitzri. So it says, what's it called? Dor Shlishi Yovo Bekal Hashem. So I'm going to marry to my son, Mitzri Shnia, I'm going to marry to him a woman who's also a second generation convert from Mitzri. Her parents were also converts. And she now is a second generation. Kedeshia Ben Beni Mutter Lovo Bekal. So my grandson now will be a third generation Mitzri, is Mutter to marry in Bekal. And you go after the woman. Right? Even though he himself was a second Mitzri, but his son was a second Mitzri. That doesn't help to make the child a third Mitzri unless the wife is a second Mitzri. Because by Goyim, you go after the Psul.
Still a small sampling. What? Six people.
What?
Six people. That's you're going to say a whole bunch of Egyptians are still around?
No. But why would he think that he's the original Mitzri? If the halacha is that Sanhoriv came and displaced people, nobody knows who's a Mitzri anymore. Because the Mitzrim were all picked up and sent away. So how did he know, how did he assume, because he lived in Mitzrayim, that he was a Mitzri altogether? The halacha is not like that, Taka. The halacha is that Bilbel Sanhoriv Kol HaUmos, and anybody who comes to Mitzrayim is not necessarily a Mitzri, and therefore we're allowed to convert even people who lived in Mitzrayim. They're not considered Mitzri. That's halacha. Tosus has, it could be that Sanhoriv is Mevalbel all the Umos except for Mitzrayim. Mitzrayim not. Ammon and Moab maybe not also. But other nations, yes. But the halacha is not like that. Halacha is that anybody who comes from a guy or from anywhere, we don't know that they're from the original Mitzrim, and therefore you're allowed to be Megayer them. We assume they come from Rove of the world, which is not Mitzrim. So we see, they held, at least that's how Rabbi Yehuda held, that the original Mitzrim are there. So according to him, at least, the question. You see, the Rabban Hashem exacted punishment three different times in history from the Mitzrim. He didn't wait till they filled up the measure. So Mara says, "He yitmar hachi yitmar." No, they have to learn it differently. Om Rab Chinen Rabar Papa, Eina Kodesh Baruch Hu Nifram En HaMelech Ad Shah Shilucho. Shenem Rab Sasso B'Shilcho Turideno. Okay, see Rashi. kol sa'on shebol lamdenu sha'af averos ktanos nifros emenu. Right, we learn from the pasuk kol sa'on, any measure, even small averos, a person gets punished for it. So lomeli me'achas la'achas nafka. That already we learn from me'achas la'achas, right, one by one, no matter how big it is. Where it says, no, if I only had the me'achas la'achas, I wouldn't know that for small averos you get punished mida k'neged mida. L'chemida shebemida shemodin modin lo hapiron me'ein hachet. That we need to learn from so'un so'ein, that you get mida k'neged mida. Shilucha ibuda min ha'olam. Right, only when it's ready to be destroyed and it's finished does the Ravam Shalom exact punishment from a nation, but not little by little and keep them around after that. Gimel kosos b'chalomo shel sara mashkim. Right, this was the chalom of the sara mashkim. He saw three different cups, right, kos paro al yodi, three times, and that was hinted to the kosos of puranios that the Ravam Shalom was going to exact from Mitzrayim. Bimei paro nechol lovo nebuchadnezzar melech bovo lahakos aseres Mitzrayim. Im chavroseho limos ha-mashiach by Gog u-Magog. So she's going to get punished again. Amo lo nitrida b'makarishonli. You see, the Rav Amshon didn't wait till the nation was finished, and he destroys and gets rid of them. But he punished Mitzrayim, even though they were going to remain. V'chiteim ha-hanechazdu ha-rishonim kolu kulan. No, the Rav Amshon got rid of all the Mitzrayim to begin with. And these are different people. These are not Mitzrayim. They're just people who live in Mitzrayim. Ve'elu me'umos acheres hayu shenisyashu beres Mitzrayim. Mitzri vishon hu atzmon nisgayer. He was Megayer, so he's a first generation Mitzri. Esol lebni Mitzri shniya bas Mitzris right gioris. I'm going to marry my son to a woman who's the daughter of a woman who is Megayer from Mitzrayim. So she's a second generation Mitzri. The migir Mitzri shetehei he shniya legerus. Kadeshia ben beni shlishi. Then my grandson will be a shlishi. V'roi liso bas Yisrael. D'chsi bonim ashi yavoldu lehem dor shlishi yavol lehem b'kal Hashem. Third generation Mitzri is allowed, convert is allowed to marry into the Kahal. Shim ha'isi meisi lebni Mitzris vishon. Because if I marry him to a first generation Mitzris, I'd ha'ya ben beni sheni mitzad ha'ein. Even though my son would be a second generation, and his son from him would be a third generation, but from the mother would be only a second generation. Right? The Omer B'Yavamos of the Kedushin, Bonim Ashiyol Dulahem, Holach Achar Psulan. You go after who's more possible. So a first generation Mitzri is more possible than a second generation. Because a first generation creates a person who's still Osir. And a second generation creates somebody who's Mutter. And therefore you go after the woman, and she's only a first generation. And the grandson would be a second generation, be Osir. Alma daim Mitzrayim hein. Mitzrim hein. So you see from here, this Maisa, that they're considered Mitzrim. They're the original Mitzrim who the Torah prohibited. Dilu sharum almost mutarn love become miyad. Even though they live, if they are from other nations that settled in Mitzrayim, this issue doesn't apply to them. Min yomin lesle hoda omer bibrachos sheha amonim vaha Mitzrim. Right, mutarim lavo bakal, and Minyamin didn't hold of what the Gemara says in Brachos, that Ammonim, Moavim, who are what's it called, allowed after, Ammonim and Mitzrim, were only allowed after three generations, mutarim lavo bakal, they're allowed even right away to go into Kahal, right? And Ammonim, Moavim is always awesome, not three generations. Mitzri is only, what's it called, three generations. Why? Shekvar olas anchorev, who bilbil as kola umos. Sanchoriv came and displaced people and put other people in their place, just like he did by Klal Yisrael. And therefore, the what's it called, the Hachinamik Tani, Bosu the Hach Milsa Betosefta, the Kedushin. Omer Rabbi Akiva, Minyamin Ta'isa. He made a mistake. Rabbi Akiva doesn't know like that either. Shikvar, all the Sanchoriv will build them. So therefore, what's it called, the Halacha, it's not like that. Even a person who was born in Mitzrayim isn't considered a Mitzri. We consider him coming from Rove of the world, and just that his parents settled in Mitzrayim, but they're not original Mitzrayim. Okay. Ameimer masni lo lahodar of chinabar popa ha. Ameimer learned that what Rav Chinen Bar Pop applies to the following. My dechshiv ki ani Hashem lo shanisi, v'yatem b'nei Yaakov lo chlisem, and I didn't change, and Klal Yisrael didn't become extinct. Ani Hashem lo shanisi lo hikesi l'uma v'shanisi lo. Right, I never hid in a nation and then repeated it. If I did it, it was the end, it was finished. V'yatem b'nei Yaakov lo chlisem, but you, not like that. You, what's it called? I smote you, but you weren't finished. You're still around. Hainu dechsiv chitzay achalebon. Chitzay kolim vehemenu kolim. Says in Azinu, my chitzay achale, I'll use up my arrows on them. My arrows get used up, but they're still around. Omrav amenuna ena kodesh baruch hu nifram in ha'odam achitis malei sasa. The Rav Hashem doesn't punish individual people until they fill up the measure. He lets them sin up until the time they fill up a certain measure, and at that time he exacts punishment. Shenamar dimlaos sofko yotzerlo. Dorish Rav Chinen Bar Papa, my deceive. Ranenu tzadikim b'ashem la yeshorim nove sehilo. Al tikre nove sehilo ela nove sehilo. Nove means it's fitting. Nove means a place, a beis hamikdash. Nove sehilo. Zem Moshe the David. This refers to Moshe and David. Shelo sholtu soneim b'maseihim. That their enemies didn't have power over what their handiwork. David dechsiv tovu ba'aretz shareha. David HaMelech set the foundations for the Beis HaMikdash. And the Beis HaMikdash, the Sha'arim, which David HaMelech set the foundations, never were destroyed. They sunk into the ground. Moshe da'amar mar mishanivne mikdash rishon gonazo amoid krosov ubrichov amudav v'adonav. Right, Heicha. Amrav Chizdo, Amar Avimai Tachas Mechilo Shel Heichel. The Mishkan was never destroyed. It just was hidden under the Heichel, in the caves under the Heichel. The Mishkan is still there. Okay. Aha, Amin Hamikra Zeh. Chitzai Kolim, mi Makosi Kolos. My punishment of you will stop. Right? My arrows are going to be used up, but you'll still be around. Bimlosof go korisono. When everything is finished, everything that the Rav Hashem wants to do, that's what he does it. He doesn't do it piecemeal. Yotzarlo to the eno tzara. Then he brings the tzaras. Ela nova tehila al iske nova. Right, the batim sheboya haluha. Right, nova is a dwelling place. That the enemies of David and Moshe never were able to destroy their handiwork. Lios nehenemihem. They also didn't have any pleasure. They didn't take them away and destroy it. Their handiwork was preserved and didn't fall into the hands of the enemies. David dechsiv tovu ba'aretz shareha le'el minei ksiv. Choshev Hashem v'hashchis chomas basion v'alok siv tovu ba'aretz umitzudas Sion hu ir David. That's the city of David made was mitzudas Sion, right? Ubeso, and that's in his house. K'dechsiv b'sefer Shmuel ukshebol tzorim v'meit Tzidkiyahu tovu hasho'orim. They weren't destroyed in the time of Tzidkiyahu when they destroyed the first Beis HaMikdash and they destroyed the whole Yerushalayim. And Mitzudas David, they didn't destroy it. It just sunk into the ground. Shabbat, Tzorim, Bimetzikiyahu, Tovu Asha'orim. The Dalsos Asha'orim, Shahayu Shal Nechoshes, Oshel Zohav, Kadesh Lo Yisoyim, or they Oivim. The enemy shouldn't benefit from it. They shouldn't take it away, right, and melt it down or whatever. So it sunk into the ground. The Eitzim Lo Naso Eton, they didn't take anything. They didn't benefit anything from the things that David HaMelech built. They were sunk into the ground. Okay. Tan Rabbanan, Sota nosno ineha b'misha eno roila. Sota wanted somebody who wasn't fit for her, this Boel, the adulterer. Masha bikshalo nitin lo, she didn't get him. She becomes usher to him. Masha biyoda notlu imenu, she kol anosin eno b'masha eno shalo, masha mevakish eno sulo, masha yoda notlu imenu. Right, and her husband also became Aser. So if you want something that's not yours, Gemara speaks about by Kina, right, if you're jealous of somebody, you won't get what you want, and you lose what you have. And we always explain it's not just a punishment, that which is a simple meaning, but if a person only wants and focuses in on what somebody else has, so then he doesn't focus in on what he has, so he loses it. It becomes like atrophied. Right? You don't focus in on what you have, so you lose it. Rashi. Masha bikshalo nitinla shasur laboil. Masha biyada nitle mena im shosamayim, right? If she drinks the water, right, mesa, then she'll die, so she loses everything. The im hodsa, and if she admitted, so she's not going to die, nesra labayla, umatsida ksubasa. She loses her husband, she loses her ksuba. So either way, right, unless she's tahar, right, she's going to not get what she wanted, not the boel, and not what she has, she'll lose her husband and her ksuba.